So close your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, what happens? You shut out the world around you. Even if you're in a situation where you can't really close your eyes, because I know a lot of you, you know, might have to be at work or something that you're doing, then just focus. Just take a little time to kind of muffle everything out that's in the surroundings. And you can just be staring at something. Because the moment you do that, the moment the eyes, the eyeballs in your eye sockets, the moment they become still, what happens to your breathing? Pay attention to it. Have a look at it. So some of you have closed your eyes. Some of you have them open, but they're not moving. So they're just staying straight. Not in an intense way, just in a relaxed way where they're not moving, going side to side, up, down, blinking, things like that. There's just no movement or very little movement. Then what happens? The breathing. So now you're going into your nostrils because that's how you're breathing because your mouth is closed. So your focus is on your nostrils. What's happening there? Do you feel some energy in there? Some awareness? Your eyes are not moving. The breath is slowing down. You might feel some movement or pressure or some sensation just a little above that spot between your two eyebrows on your forehead. So where the two nostrils meet, where the in between the two eyes, there's a spot there. You just focus on that. Now, you're at that spot between your two eyebrows, and you're now experiencing a beam of light penetrating that spot, coming from outside of you. Now, you follow that beam energetically, or just with your awareness. So again, your eyes aren't moving. You're hardly breathing or you're not even paying attention to your breath. Now you've gone to the attention of this beam. Where is this beam coming from? That's penetrating the spot between your two eyebrows. Where is it coming from? Your eyes are straight ahead, so just relax them. And allow the vision to come. And it doesn't have to be in the physical form. It can be a presence. And that presence we're going to invoke is going to be Dr. Pillai, Babaji, for some of you. So you feel this presence now, this beam coming from his third eye into your third eye. It's a transmission that awakens the grace that is already in you. The treasure that is already in you. That royal or regal self that is already within you. Now we'll invoke the blessings of Dr. Pillai to dispel the darkness and to give you the highest intelligence that you can receive absorb, integrate into you at this moment in time, in the now. If the thoughts are scooting all over the place, it doesn't matter. Bring your awareness to the beam. If the thoughts are disturbing, then just put your attention on the nostrils and the thoughts will slow down. Keep your eyeballs straight. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Guru is dispeller of darkness. It brings in the highest consciousness, the ability to create, the ability to sustain or maintain your lifestyle, and the ability to destroy negativity. That's all getting activated in you. Guru is also the Sanskrit name for Jupiter. Jupiter carries the energy to bring fortune, luck, and grace in your life, wisdom, joy, optimism. It is in the house with the sun right now in the sign of the king. So invoking guru or spiritual teacher is activating all that consciousness. It's pulling that into you. It's helping you to draw it within you. So receive it through these sounds that will hit your soul and awaken that treasure, that kingdom within. Imagine this light beam now being gold, shining. Receive it in the spot between your two eyebrows, coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your third eye. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Absorb the vibrations of the sounds. Absorb the light. Receive it. Penetrating your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, and then going deep into the middle of your brain, hitting the pineal gland that opens up a portal or vortex of energy, consciousness, that will dispel that which you are ignoring, your divine self. keep receiving this golden beam of laser light energy, super intelligence, penetrating the spot between your two eyebrows, which corresponds with the pituitary gland, that's your human understanding of who you are, and piercing that area, going deep into the pineal area, the middle of your brain, activating the portal, and pouring gold, liquid golden light, through your brain, you're pouring down the rest of your body. Allow it to flood the body from head to toe, down your arms and into your fingers, down your legs and into your toes. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha. Now, allow your attention to float into the base of your spine, the tailbone that you sit on, that bony part of the spinal column that you sit on. That area there is your physical awareness, the anatomical structure that's associated with the Muladhara, root chakra, where the energy of Ganesha resides. And it makes sense, because he has to remove all the congested energies from the bottom so that this energy can be moved through the chakras going up, the spine, and then into the brain. And so that obstacle removing energy can be dispersed, transmitted, used by your body, mind, soul at the subtle, subtle level. Nothing can block you when you call on Ganesha. He'll remove it. So imagine an orangish reddish light. If you don't see things, just imagine it. We all know what color orange is, and we all know what color red is. We know these colors also have a temperature to them, so to speak. They're related to heat in some way, or warmth. So if you experience that, allow it to happen. Now, when we know that it's related to heat, we know that that energy has the ability to move quickly. So you might feel some tingling, you might feel some energy that is related to pain or congested or tenseness, being tense, stress, It's being released just by you putting attention to this lower chakra, seeing reddish orangish light pouring through the legs. And take your time going into the feet. Feel the reddish orangish light moving through joints, your hips, your pelvis, your knees, your feet and ankles and toes, anything that can click and pop. You might even do that. You release it. With this reddish orangish light, and we'll call on Ganesha. Let's have an experience at a very sacred, intimate, deep connection to this divine archetype. Whether you see him as an elephant-headed being, whether you see his vehicle, which is a mouse or a rat, it doesn't really matter. You're just calling him to give you an experience, show you a way out. Whether you get the whole visual, the video or movie of it happening, play by play, or whether there's just that knowing, I've done everything I can do. You do the rest and I will follow you, because you're activating that within me. I have no choice but to take action. As you hear these sounds, they're going to attract divine beings that will nurture you as the obstacles are being removed. Keep receiving the sounds going through the whole lower body, heating you up, lighting you up. Cream, cream, clean, clown, gum, ganapataye, vara, varadha, sarva janame, Vasamanaya Namaha. Feel the sounds. Feel the energy. Shreem Hreem Clean, clown, gum, ganapataye, vara, varada, sarva janame, vasamanaya. Feel the vibrations of the sounds. Feel the energy swirling, moving faster and faster. Feel the light, see the light, experience it. Feel the release of congested energies. Shreem, Shreem, Kleem, Klaum, Gam, Ganapataye, Vara, Varadha, Sarvajaname, Vasamanaya, Namaha. Now this energy is creating so much pressure in your subtle body that it pushes up the spine. It all moves through the lower legs and then gathers and focuses into the spine, in the subtle body, and then makes its way up, activating the chakras on the way up. So through the root chakra, the sex center is just up further from there, then the navel. Feel it moving, pushing, dissolving blocks, energetic blocks. Whatever that is for you, pouring through the body parts related to those chakras, then moving into the heart. Feel the heart exploding to a new level. A barrier has been removed. Allow that energy to float through the heart center, releasing any tension, feeling the bliss of the divine at the heart. It moves into the throat chakra now, activating the throat. You can clear the throat, swallow, yawn, whatever you need to do to help that process to go to a deeper level for you. You've broken through another barrier. And the energy now is lighting up the brain. Dr. Ply is standing in front of you, piercing your third eye with a beam of light coming from his third eye. Ganesha's energy is pushing all that activated energy from the root chakra, the Muladhara, all the way up, exploding all the chakras, or activating them, expanding them, dissolving them, opening them, spinning them. We're all going to have a different experience, our own unique, intimate experience. Where is the chakra in you that needs his attention? That's your clue. Is it the lower chakra where you have so much survival anxiety? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to deal with this family issue? All the worry, the fear, the anxiety is in the lower chakra. That's where we need him the most. So keep your attention there. Imagine this elephant-headed being there for a reddish-orangish light and hang out with it. You don't direct it. You can't direct the divine. Allow it to do what it needs to do with your awareness there. Hold the space for it. Gum. 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 For those of you who experience block in creativity, or you want to have a baby and you're having challenges, or you want to start a project, pay attention to the sixth center and the navel. At the level of the navel, you have problems with finances. So if you have problems with those areas, or health problems, digestion problems, the level of the navel, pay attention there. Gum. 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 Those of you who have problems related to relationship, your desire is not being fulfilled. Health issues associated with the heart, the lungs, the chest. Pay attention there. Gum. 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 Move into the throat. Either you're speaking too much and getting yourself into problems, or you're not speaking enough and it's causing problems. Ask Ganesha to help you to speak wisely, to know when, to know how, to know what to say. Or if you have any health issues related to the throat. Gum. 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 Now, into the middle of your brain. Feel it being activated with this beam of light coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your midbrain. Then connecting to Ganesha's energy coming from the base of your spine, having gathered all the new energy from the chakras being activated. And meeting at the pineal gland, which is the portal to your highest self. Gum. 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 Gum.
gum, 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 gum.
Pray to Ganesha, never let me forget gum. Always make me to remember gum. I'm always thinking gum. Give me gum. Gum, gum, gum. The consciousness to remove obstacles every second, every fraction of a second. You're there. You're doing it behind the scenes. And when I remember you, which is always, there will be wisdom and there will be thought manifestation. Instantaneous manifestation. So that I can experience success. That's what you do, Ganesha. You help me to realize success. Gum, 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 gum. Every time I think Om, I think of Ganesha. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace.